Cattle futures finally turned around on Tuesday. Despite recent weakness, livestock economist Josh Maples says there remains cautious optimism for cattle markets this year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmal. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmal with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 21st of April. Cattle futures finally found some traction Tuesday, even in the face of surging corn futures. Besides being oversold, perhaps the market is absorbing the fact that feed costs look to remain elevated for a prolonged period. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.04 higher across a range of 22 cents to $1.60 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.30 higher across a range of 30 cents to $1.75 higher, except for 15 cents lower in spot April. Those futures prices continue to be supported by the lofty level of wholesale beef prices. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.09 higher Tuesday afternoon at $278.26 a hundredweight. Select was $1.34 higher at $270.47. All of that adds optimism that cash fed cattle prices can meander their way higher this week. Fed cattle trade on Tuesday ranged from inactive on very light demand to a standstill. I had results from just two Tuesday sales available at press time, neither with massive volume. Lower undertones were noted for steers at Miles City Livestock Commission in Montana. Higher undertones were noted for heifers weighing less than 500 pounds, while those at heavier weights sold mostly steady to $4 higher. There were 1,551 calves and feeders on offer. And at Winter Livestock in Riverton, Wyoming, there were just 819 head. Higher undertones were noted for feeder steers and heifers. As mentioned, grain futures took another step higher Tuesday, helped along by a building weather premium based on dryness in Brazil and in the U.S. Northern Plains. Although this week's cold snap likely will stall planting in some parts of the U.S., corn planting was on par with the five-year average of 8% as of April 18th, according to the most recent USDA Crop Progress Report. Soybean planting was 1% ahead of average at 3%. Anyway, corn futures closed 8 to 14 cents higher through July of 22 and then mostly a nickel higher. Soybean futures closed 19 to 22 cents higher through the front three contracts, 15 cents higher through the next five, and then mostly 10 to 13 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices extended losses on Tuesday. Reports from the World Health Organization that COVID-19 cases increased the last 8 weeks seemed the primary pressure. According to the latest update from that organization, the COVID-19 pandemic shows no signs of easing, with global case and death incidents at a concerning rate since mid-February of this year. A third of the global cumulative COVID-19 cases and deaths have been reported in the last 3 months alone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 256 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 28 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 128 points. Despite the recent declines in futures prices, there remains cautious optimism in cattle markets this year, says Josh Maples, extension livestock economist at Mississippi State University. He explains the expectation of tightening supplies and a strong beef demand profile provide some optimism for stronger markets. However, there are many factors to watch closely, he says. For instance, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Maple says drought and pasture conditions are of primary concern, as worsening conditions are forcing herd liquidation decisions for many producers in the Northern Plains currently. On a related note, Maples points to elevated feed prices with little prospect of reprieve if planted acres come in near those suggested by USDA's prospective plantings report. He notes corn futures are above $5 until the September of 22 contract. Shorter term, Maples says that the next monthly cattle on feed report, due out Friday, will show significantly more March feedlot placements year over year, since the comparison is to extraordinarily sparse placements in 2020 when pandemic effects were taking hold. While placements are nearly certain to be higher than a year ago, just how much higher is the big question, Maple says, explaining that very large placement totals in March of this year could lead to larger than expected totals of market-ready live cattle this summer. He adds that the recent declines in summer month live cattle futures may be reacting to this possibility. That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 21st of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.